Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Charlotte McGuire.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
So, I'm interested in starting your services. We live in Saugerties, New York, and I have one of your flyers, and I attempted to do it online, but there's a couple things I'm concerned about. I really don't like putting my Social Security online.
Of course.
You know, so I thought I'd call you directly.
Absolutely. And it's funny because most people actually prefer to do it online versus over the phone. But I can definitely help out with getting service started, and I can go ahead with the credit check with you over the phone. Now, the important thing to keep in mind is with the credit check, we don't see anything with regards to your credit score. It just lets us know whether or not there's a deposit required, and it helps us verify your identity. That's it.
Okay.
Also, it does not affect your credit score in any way. It's a very soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. But let me go ahead and get started with that. Could I please have your service address, please?
It's 13 Minder Street, spelled M-Y-N-D-E-R-S-E Street. And that's Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just locating your service address so that way I can see what the date of service would be.
Okay.
Got it. All right, so it does show that our in-service date is available now. Is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you know which plan you were going for, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Just the one, fine.
Okay. And then, so approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking, in square footage? This helps me determine if an extender might be required.
Yeah, it's a very small home. Like about 900 square feet.
All right, then you should be fine. And then did you want any voice service?
No, we're good.
Perfect. And do you currently rent or own your property, please?
We own it.
Awesome. And is your current utility wires that are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson's cables, are they through the air or under the ground?
That's a good question.
I mean, I can put down not sure if you'd prefer.
You know, yeah, my husband's not here. I think our cable is coming. I think is above ground. I think it is.
And then what about your electric? Because we do tend to follow the electric.
The electrics are above ground. Hold on one sec. I know it's on electrics or above ground.
No worries.
Above ground.
They're all above ground?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
But somehow, looking where our cable comes through on my floor. Maybe I should have waited until my husband was here. He knows more.
No, that's okay. I mean, I can put down not sure, and the technician will take a look outside and see whether they're coming through the air or if they're underground.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they're all coming through the air, but I'm not sure.
All right, and how do I spell your name just to make sure I have it correct, please?
S-H-A-R-D-A. Last name is McGuire, McGuire.
Okay, and so for your first name, it was S as in Sam, H as in Henry, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, A as in Apple?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what is the best email address for us to reach you at, please?
It's my name, Sharda McGuire, at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. And what's the phone number that you would like on the account as your primary number, please?
917-603-7566.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number that you would like on the account?
Sure. My husband. 917-797-3652.
Perfect. All right. And also, just so that you're aware, the email address that you provided to me is also going to be the way that you log into your account. Okay. So if ever you want to make any changes to your payment settings or view your invoice, your bill, you would go to archtopfiber.com, click sign in, and your username would be your email address.
Okay.
Okay. And then, of course, you will be receiving two emails later. One will be your invitation to sign into the online portal. And there should be a temporary password. If not, the quickest way to reset that would be to click on Forgot Password. But there should be a temporary password in the email. Now, how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account?
By my phone or text?
I can select text if you'd like.
Phone's probably better.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Well, with text message, it's strictly account specific.
Okay.
So I also wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay.
And then, of course, so with the phone opt-in, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number that you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. What that means is that sometimes you might have agents like myself reaching out to either reschedule, or if we have, for example, a payment that may have reversed, we might reach out. So just to let you know that that's where that consent comes in.
Right. But actually, so is it one or the other, text or phone?
No, I can select both.
Okay. Actually, if it's just really, truly text, specific to my account, I don't mind text because I see those and I can always view those.
Here at Archtop Fiber, we notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive those text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And again, as I assured you before, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may sometimes apply, but most of us have the unlimited plans. So typically, yeah.
Okay.
But as long as you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. No worries. And as part of your order process, we do run that soft credit check, as I discussed earlier. This doesn't affect your credit score. It just verifies who you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to the installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. If you do pay any deposit, your deposit and any interest will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment to you. Did you want to go through with the credit check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Perfect. Give me one moment. And it just takes a couple moments for that to load up. I do apologize.
Okay.
But in the meantime, what day is typically the best for you? Because I can get you scheduled as early as next week.
Yeah, if we were talking next week, somewhere around the 10th.
Around the 10th? Sure, I can definitely take a look at that. When the calendar pops up, I can definitely go through with that and take a look at the 10th. All right, and right now I'm just putting in the information that you already passed to me. And when it comes to your social, I only need it once. I immediately type it in as you're telling it to me, and it stays completely confidential. As soon as I have that in, I immediately press submit. None of it ever gets saved. And then I just get the report of deposit required or no deposit required, just so that you are aware.
Okay.
So just bear with me. All right. And go ahead with your social when you're ready.
I'm ready. You? Okay.
I am perfectly ready.
Okay. 131-46-3927.
Perfect. Submitting that now. All right. Perfect. So it does show that it's a good match and there's no deposit required.
Right. Okay.
All right. And it was at 13 Minder Street, right? I just want to verify that I have that
information. Yes, that's correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. And did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing to get that $10 discount? I can't speak this morning. I apologize.
That's okay. Yes.
And we were doing it with the checking account, correct?
I'm sorry?
We were going through with the auto pay with the checking account.
Oh, it has to be a checking account rather than a, okay.
Yeah, because if we do credit or debit, it only gives you a $5 discount.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Hold on one second. I'm going to pull up my.
Absolutely.
Okay. I can give you the numbers. Lock in. Now there's a way that I can just say view one. Let me pull up my checking. Okay, I'm good. I can give you the info.
Okay, and let's start with the routing number first, if possible, please.
It's 021-000-322.
Perfect. And that's Bank of America?
That is.
Mm-hmm. All right. And go ahead with the account number, please.
It's 004-837-362-852.
All right. Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Is there a middle initial that I should be aware of? Depending on how it appears on your check or...
Yes. I don't think it appears. No, it doesn't.
Okay. And this is a checking account or a savings account?
That's a checking account.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yep.
Okay. And just so you're aware, the bill does not come out until about 15 days into the billing cycle. Your billing cycle will start on the date of install.
Okay.
So once you have... installation completed, that will be your first day, like essentially the minute that you have service would be your first date of your billing cycle.
So
and how did you
so it will, like, if it were to be on the 10th, it would always be on the 10th, is that right?
Correct, yes. So the 10th would be the beginning of your billing cycle, and it goes every month on the 10th at that point.
Right, and we pay a month in advance.
So sometimes it really depends. I think it depends on the billing cycle because I've seen it differently with different people. So just keep an eye out, for that invoice. Again, you'll receive an email to let you know that your invoice is available and it'll show your due date.
Okay, good.
And then the date that it pulls out of your account will be the same every month.
Right. Okay.
Which makes it easy. And since you have the auto pay with a paperless billing, it'll give you that $10 discount, which brings it down to $69.99. It also includes a free extender if you need it, but of course the technician and yourself at the time of install will determine that. But okay. Yeah, I forget where my train of thought was going on that one. I do apologize. How did you hear about us at Archtop?
Oh, you have actually. I think we saw when you were laying cable, or whatever the fiber, and then we have been getting mailers, you know, at our door.
Yes.
So what I'm looking at right now.
Absolutely. And then, do you have any details or information about your home that our installer should be aware of before they arrive at your location? And this is more with regards to the outside of your home. Any buried wires or septic tanks that we should be aware of, natural gas pipes?
I don't think so. One thing I just realized looking at my statement, actually it does use my middle initial, which is B.
Oh, so, okay.
I didn't
know. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. If there is anything that we need to change, we can definitely update that. But as long as the routing and account number are correct, that's all that really matters.
Yeah,
And as long as it shows your first and last name.
Also, while we're at it, I'd like my husband to be able to inquire. Do I need to let you know? Because his name is different than mine, and I want to make sure that he has access as well. Is that possible?
Yeah, I can definitely add that. Okay. Absolutely. I will add that as a contact. Sorry, I can't speak today. I don't know what's wrong with me. But as far as anything about your home, there isn't anything that you would know of directly. Okay.
It was directly affected, not really.
Okay. Did you have any questions or comments for our techs before the appointment?
Okay. I don't think so.
All right. And I will go over some important information with you. So at the time of your initial connection, what will happen is a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider,
yes,
we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider, and that's to maintain the consistent connection. So we don't want you to be without internet during our hour and a half to 2 hour process of getting the install done. So that's why we want you to stay connected. And at that point, once the tech has verified that you are all set and ready to go, then at that point, that's when you can cancel whenever you want with your other provider.
Okay.
Now, the modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, what will happen is you will receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box, that you can mail the equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. So if you decide that you're moving and we don't offer any service or whatever the reason for cancellation is, you'll have 30 days to return the equipment.
Go ahead. In terms of the equipment, is it just the modem or?
So it's the modem and then the router. So the modem takes the fiber cables in because it's not going to be the same as coaxial. Fiber is very different. So the modem will accept the fiber in, and then I'll have an Ethernet cable that will connect the modem to the router. And then the technician will also go through the application that you can download on your cell phone to manage your Wi-Fi system.
Okay.
And they'll help you set all that up. Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you have any questions with regards to the app, there's a lot of cool features to it. You can set guest passwords so that you don't give out your actual Wi-Fi password. You can monitor the different devices that are connected or see if your husband is home by seeing if his device is connected.
Okay.
So that's actually pretty cool. as far as that goes. That means, you know, you're able to see that your spouse made it home safely. You know, for me, for the kids, I can monitor and make sure they don't access any websites that they shouldn't be accessing. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty handy tool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then for any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website or give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. As I stated before, you're automatically enrolled in the online account by using the email address that you provided to me today. Yep. So you should be receiving those fairly shortly in the next hour or so. And do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the date that is popping up as the earliest is actually, in fact, the 10th, which is perfect. We do mm-hmm. have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. appointment available.
Let's do an 8 a.m.
8 a.m., you got it. So you're all scheduled up, Sharda, and you are all set.
Okay. So I just want to confirm, because I know we said, so it'll be $69.99. That's inclusive of tax?
Yes. So all taxes yes. and fees and your equipment is included in that.
Right. And it's, as your ad is, it's a two-year price guarantee.
Yes.
And
there's no contracts.
Okay, perfect.
So you're able to cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees either.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So you're all set.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me that I might be able to answer for you today?
No. So I know I'm going to probably get confirmation of this in case there's anything that I need to change for some reason, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, you are all yep. set, Sharda. We'll see you on the 10th. And thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiber. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.